This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gerson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the communities that you live in, well, there may be more totalitarians there than you think. It's better to be warned about them and to learn about them. That's why you want to listen to this radio show. Of course, we're doing a special today on Agenda 21 Radio about Ted Cruz, the presidential candidate, and his family lineage, because breaking information from Agenda 21 Radio, Shasta Lantern, and other places, we've got the information that a lot of people didn't have and didn't believe. And, you know, for the last several weeks, the last several months, we've been doing a lot of research on Ted Cruz and his family, and it's been pointing some ugly fingers in ugly directions, very much anti-American. And we've been discussing it in the first hour with Red Smith, who joins me right now. And Red, the information that we have right now is absolutely explosive and I think very damaging to the presidential candidate, Ted Cruz.
Well, I believe it is. I don't know how that you could ignore a family lineage. Know that a young person was raised and shaped by these people and these particular ideologies and not have some very serious questions about the nature and character of the person.
Well, in the last hour, we were basically laying out the family lineage, and we'll have this posted for you up on Agenda 21 Radio as well after the show, and it's also going to be broadcasting on Red State Talk Radio. This is really kind of the story of the hour. The National Enquirer has picked up the story. We were talking last night. I've been interviewed several times already in the last 24 hours by other radio shows because people are starting to connect the dots between the Cruz families, and we tried to summarize as best as we could within the time frame. There's going to be more stories, by the way. There's going to be a lot more information. We're going to be downloading this whole thing because it speaks to a lot of things, especially the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and understanding that it was Ted Cruz's father, who is pictured and who is documented to have been an associate of Lee Harvey Oswald, which is very, very compelling evidence and information that Rafael Benavenitos Cruz Diaz, who is actually Rafael Cruz Jr., disassociating from the senior, the grandfather of Ted Cruz, was actually somebody who supported Castro in Cuba, and he was a communist Catholic, as they were known, because he's associated with the Christian Democratic Party, and it's the Christian Democratic Party of Cuba that Castro's were also associated with, the Castro brothers. Little known fact, the Castro brothers are Jesuits. Their father was a Jesuit, very, very strong Jesuit from Spain, as, of course, you've got Jerry Brown Jr., our governor of California, who's also a Jesuit. You start picking out where the Jesuits are. It's kind of an interesting network of connections. But this whole thing started really back in Spain with the Spanish Civil War, didn't it?
It did. And where Ted Cruz's grandfather, Rafael Cruz Sr., fled the fascist takeover by Franco and fled to Cuba because he was a communist, as was his wife. And the name Cruz itself refers to, if you're from the Canary Islands, and another thing that a lot of people don't know, the Canary Islands doesn't have anything to do with birds. The Canary Island is a reference to Canis, the dog. They were referred to as the Dog Islands because of the people that lived there were a blend of Spanish and Muslim, the Moors. It's not a very friendly term. It's kind of derogative to be referred to as a Canarian. But the name Cruz, and they come from the Puerto de la Cruz in the Canary Islands, is a reference to St. John of the Cross, who was an ardent and infamous anti-reformationist. He was known for hunting down Protestants and burning them as heretics. The name Cruz comes from the word cross. Santa Cruz kind of translates as soldier of Christ, and there is another organization that refers to themselves as the Soldiers of Christ, and that's the Jesuit Order.
And the Jesuits were formed as a result that actually they consider themselves to be the army of the Pope, because they were formed because of the actions of Martin Luther in Germany in the Reformation movement.
And a lot of people, you know, we'll hear that and go, well, how does the Catholic Church and communism have anything to do with each other? And if you ask that question, you need to get out a history book.
Well, let's ask the question, how does it relate to one another?
Well, there is a large sect of the Catholic Church that believes that the teachings of Jesus Christ are socialist in nature, that Jesus Christ was the first socialist, and that the world to exist in the fashion that they believe Jesus Christ intended it to do must become socialist with the church as the referee.
You know, you mentioned the Methodist Church, and of course then we were also talking about Heidi Cruz, which is we're going to be talking about after the next segment, because in the next segment we're going to lay down some groundwork about why John Kennedy was killed. We're going to play a 5-minute clip
of his last speech. A global organization referred to as the Christian Democratic Party that is an amalgamation of these socialist churches that are funded and trained by the Catholic Church, that are spread throughout, that are to spread these socialist teachings of Jesus Christ, and they work heavily to move those churches from a religion-based theocracy to secularism.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, and a little side story, we covered a story yesterday on Agenda 21 at radio about this priest, actually of the Methodist Church, and she came up with this whole thing about how we're raping in the United States Central America, and of course, this is just an incredible story to listen to, but that's for another time. It's just interesting. All of a sudden, she was up at speaking to the House yesterday about her charities with the Methodist Church and how they're taking in all these refugees. Basically, what they're doing is trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and it's the Jesuit Order of America that is doing the same. Billions of dollars are being given to these people to take in these undocumented aliens and so on.
Well, how many people know that Hillary Clinton was a Barry Goldwater girl until she was introduced to Saul Alinsky by her Methodist preacher?
Minor little detail there. And, you know, so this Methodist that talks about the rape of Central America in her hearing yesterday, her name is Bishop Minerva Carcano. Boy, did she have a lot of guts to say that. She's from the California Pacific Conference of the United Methodist Church, as well as working with the Jesuits hand-in-hand, getting billions of dollars in subsidies for these refugees brought to them by President Barack Hussein Obama, which, by the way, it's interesting because the Supreme Court just heard on Monday the immigration amnesty program that the president wanted to put in place. We don't know what that's going to end up being, but this is the heart and soul of that, isn't it?
It is. And we've said it often and gotten some strange looks and some strange reactions from people. But I think the biggest question that people should be asking about these immigrants is not what nationality they are. They shouldn't be looking around going, where did all of these Syrians and Mexicans and Nicaraguans come from? They ought to be looking around their country going, where did all of these Catholics and Muslims come from?
Exactly. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to introduce to you the speech that ended John Kennedy's life. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heaven's Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by heavensharvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at heavensharvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. heavensharvest.com.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Red, we have here this speech. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about this whole situation that's going on with the Cruz family and the relationship between Ted Cruz's father, well, Rafael Benavenitos Cruz Diaz, or Rafael Cruz Jr., and the Communist Party and his association affiliation with Lee Harvey Oswald, of all people. And people are finding that very stunning. But, you know, this information that we've developed and been a part of all of a sudden has been picked up by places like the National Enquirer, and they've been running around asking questions of Ted Cruz as of yesterday. So this is a major story. And by the way, they are backing away like you cannot believe from this set of pictures that are out there. You can see the pictures linking Lee Harvey Oswald and Ted Cruz's father back in 1963. And by the way, after the assassination of Kennedy in 63, Cruz's father takes himself off to Canada very quickly by 1964. So set this speech up. We've got about 5 minutes on this speech. Set this speech up, Red.
Well, the speech itself, the full speech, is quite a bit longer. The 5 minutes is really the meat of it. And I would invite anybody, go listen to the full speech. It is about 20 minutes long, but it's very powerful. It's very clear. It's very concise about what Jack Kennedy is talking about. And it lays out very clearly that the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, became aware of a global conspiracy to destroy the United States of America, and he was going to do everything he could to stop it and resist it and expose it, and he reached out to the press organizations of the United States to help him expose that, and ultimately it led to him being killed.
So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Well, the speech that literally was just a couple of months before his assassination, it was a huge speech, and we're running up against the clock here. We got about a minute here in this segment left. Your comments, Red?
Jack Kennedy knew.
He knew.
He knew.
Yeah, he knew. Jack Kennedy knew what was going on, and that cost him his life. That speech is the one that cost him his life.
He tried to warn the American people, and he asked for the help of the press because it is vital and of the utmost honorable thing in nature to keep people informed.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up against the clock here, and we come back more from Red Smith and this breaking story about Ted Cruz's father. Well, what does he know about the assassination of John Kennedy even today? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Red Smith, and we're talking about Ted Cruz, presidential candidate, and his family lineage. And, Red, I wanted to get into the Heidi Cruz family lineage, because this is also very, very interesting, and I'm sure that the fans want to know what's going on with Heidi Cruz, Ted Cruz's wife.
Well, Ted Cruz's wife is a very busy, very successful lady that has led quite a fascinating and one of a kind life, much like her parents, much like Ted Cruz, much like Ted Cruz's dad and granddad, has been around some interesting events and an interesting life. They like to tell the story of her younger years growing up in San Luis Obispo, how her and her younger brother started a successful bread business when they were just kids. They would bake the bread and sell the bread. What they don't tell you is that is a very small portion of her younger years, and that she didn't actually spend a large portion of her formative years in America at all. Her father and mother were both missionaries for the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which I would remind people is on the list of Christian Democratic Party churches. They are also were considered communist back in the 50s and 60s. This is something I know that having two Air Force grandfathers, there was a list of several religious organizations that were on the basically do not talk to list, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist. But getting back to it, they were missionaries for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They were dentists, and they ran a dental clinic and mission in Kenya during Heidi Cruz's former years. She was spent her young years being raised in the homeland of Barack Obama.
Kenya. Isn't it interesting how everything starts to connect dots? What about also Nigeria?
Also Nigeria. And if you know your African history, which you can be referred to as history, it's a mess of just bloodletting and political backstabbing. two heavily involved, again, communist countries with a radical history of bloodshed.
Boko Haram, anyone?
Boko Haram.
Al-Qaeda today? I mean, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, ISIS and all that stuff. I mean, it's running rampant over there.
Radical Islam. A lot of what goes on in the Sudan is planned, operated, and the logistics for what happens in southern Sudan comes out of Kenya and Nigeria. Nigeria exists as a state only because of oil. That's the only thing that keeps Nigeria partially stable. And then you look at the Cruz family connection to petroleum, and there's some interesting questions that arrive there. Then you look at her later years working for the Bush administration and the things that she did, that she used to work for J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. The fact that she had a seat on the Council of Foreign Relations, and if people don't know who the Council of Foreign Relations right. are, these are the people that give organizations like the United Nations their marching orders.
Yeah. You know, of course, you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, which would openly discuss these particular topics. And that's why it's such a concern to us, because these are really, literally, the One World Order folks that she was, working with hand in hand. And that's a big concern, a big red flag for us here on Agenda 21 Radio, because it is these people, the agendist, if you will. It's their agenda that everybody's following. Including these religious organizations, the Christian Democratic Party and others that are following these people's orders. Now, when Heidi Cruz, how long did she work for Goldman Sachs? She's still working with them, isn't she?
I believe she still works for Goldman Sachs.
On leave, maybe, or something like that?
If she's not working for Goldman Sachs at present, it is very recently that she has given up her job there. I would say within the time frame of her husband deciding to run for president.
Well, this poses many, many problems, especially with her work in Kenya. I mean, I guess I don't think you have any evidence. I'm just guessing, but do you have any evidence of her actually knowing Obama in that time frame or family members?
No, I've really just started working the Heidi Cruz side of the family. Most of my research has been directed towards Ted and his numerous relatives through blood or marriage ties. So I haven't had a lot of time to directly look into that. But the Heidi Cruz side of the family is very interesting as well. And their connection to the university at Loma Linda is interesting, and some of the people that they're tied to through that organization as well.
Loma Linda is a renowned research area. I've done a lot of work myself as an educator with Loma Linda University. And, I mean, it's an excellent university. We're not disparaging that, but what is the linkage there with Loma Linda University?
Her father currently heads up the dental department.
Gotcha, okay.
For Loma Linda. Loma Linda is a Seventh-day Adventist organization, university. Like you said, it's a quality organization. It's top-notch education, and they do focus on sending missionaries throughout. But again, it's missionaries to spread this socialistic version of Christianity that has infiltrated the churches of America.
Okay, let's shift gears here to paternity for Ted Cruz, our presidential candidate, because this is somewhat of an amalgam.
Ted Wilson?
Pardon me? Yes, Ted Wilson, because a lot of people don't understand this. And, of course, this is something I tried to contact or tried to get some information and confirmation from the Cruz campaign several days ago, and they refused to answer any of my questions about any of this information, which, you know, of course, when you refuse to answer questions about things that are right out there in the public, it's really piques my interest. But this whole situation, I'm looking right now at a state of Delaware standard certificate of birth, which comes from one of our great resources, and I really have to tell you, Anna Tomerlin is the name of the author. That's not her real name. And she came up with a lot of information. She sent it to me by way of Facebook, and we've been looking at it and examining it. Ultimately, it led to a well over a several hour conversation with her and myself, and covering data and everything that we've now substantiated. And it's up on Agenda 21 Radio, the fantastic work that she does. Now, admittedly, when you look at this information, there are gaps in it. And we're going to get that out right out front. There are gaps in it. We understand there's gaps. And if you're perceptive enough, you'll see where the gaps are. They're being filled in, though. And we're going to be putting some of this stuff up as it comes through. I don't think that the National Enquirer has just any of the stuff that we've talked about today. So we're well ahead of the curve there. But, of course, that's exactly where we want to be. But this whole notion of Ted Cruz's paternity is a big one. And quite frankly, it's quite scandalous if you take a look at it. And we have about 3 minutes in this segment. I know it's probably going to consume the whole next segment. Let's get started on that.
Well, very quickly, Ted Cruz's birth certificate out of Canada lists him as Ted Raphael Wilson. And Wilson is the estranged husband of his mother, Elizabeth Dara, who was from Texas. It was her first husband who became an expatriate of the United States and has lived in London for decades. And until recently being contacted, he had no idea that his last name was even on Ted Cruz's birth certificate.
Okay. That would a little wake-up call for dad, for the first husband.
Yeah, he was rather surprised.
But it wasn't he wasn't the father, of course. No, Ted Raphael.
Well, no, what Mr. Wilson had to say is there was no way that he was Ted's father, even though she listed his name on the birth certificate. And there was another child, a younger brother of Ted, born in 1965, who died from sudden crib death in 1966. Mm-hmm. And he went on to very quickly clarify he was not the father of that child either.
Okay, so the question is, who was the father? And there lies the question that we want to have answered. And we're coming up on a break right now. When we come back from the break, we're going to be exploring who was the father of Ted Raphael, quote, Wilson, which if you think about it, it's if you'd heard the first hour, you're starting to connect some dots, I'm sure, that it was Benvenuto Cruz Diaz. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here. We're talking with Red Smith about, well, Ted Cruz and what's really going on with him. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 out-of-pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Elfeman is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. Heavens
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, Shasta Lantern, and we're talking about Ted Cruz, presidential candidate. And this whole 90 minutes, actually, of Agenda 21 Radio, we've devoted to a breaking story about Ted Cruz, and we've been holding on to a lot of information. We've been putting it out here. We put it out several days ago. A lot of this information has now been picked up nationally. National Enquirer ran a story yesterday, and immediately the reporters descended upon Ted Cruz and wanted clarification to a number of things, one of them being, can you clarify why your father was pictured with Lee Harvey Oswald in 1963, prior to the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, in front of a Fair Play for Cuba office in Nolens, Louisiana, with Lee Harvey Oswald? People want to know. I guess you would say inquiring minds want to know. So the National Enquirer is all over this. Ted Cruz has been avoiding the reporters like the plague right now. I'm not sure mainstream media has anything to do with this. Of course they don't. It's by covet means that these people are operating, and they don't want the mainstream media involved, so neither does the mainstream media want to get involved in this. That's why you're listening to the new stream media here, and we're getting the facts and information out to you. And Red Smith has done an absolutely outstanding job briefing us on what has gone on with the family lineage. And now here we are trying to establish paternity for Ted Cruz. And the mother, we know who that is, but who's the father is the big question, because on Ted Cruz's birth certificate, he's in Canada, his Canadian birth certificate. Now that's another complication. Ted Raphael Wilson. So, who is the father of Ted Cruz? It's not Mr. Wilson.
No, it's not Mr. Wilson. We're pretty sure that Rafael Cruz is Ted Cruz's actual father. But the question is what is going on at the time that his mother put the last name of her estranged husband on the birth certificate. That's kind of an odd and vindictive move upon her part. I mean, one of the one of the meanest things that a woman could do to a man is deny the paternal relationship on the birth certificate. I mean, that's really kind of an interesting thing to do.
Well,
and there should be some form of explanation to that somewhere, especially considering Mr. Wilson had no idea that it had even occurred.
Well, Mr. Wilson and Eleanor Elizabeth Darragh, D-A-R-R-A-G-H, recited their vows in September 1st. It looks like September 1st,
1951, I believe. It was very early on.
Yeah, anyway. And then they ended up moving off to England. And, in fact, didn't she have a child with Mr. Wilson and the child died?
No. She had a child. He died in England. He is buried in England. And Mr. Wilson has been very adamant and very clear he was not the father of that child.
But didn't she give that child up for adoption?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So and we don't want to confuse you, ladies and gentlemen. But we're sifting through, some of the information as well, because we were trying to clarify, so we want to get this all out there. But who is the paternal father of Ted Cruz?
Well, you have to remember, when he fled to Canada, Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted Cruz's father, abandoned a wife and two daughters in New Orleans to flee to Canada. There's some very big questions that we haven't answered yet. When were they divorced?
Well, the answers that we see is actually in 1996 that they were divorced.
Well, he was divorced in 1996 from Elizabeth Darragh, not his first wife.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
I have not been able to find a divorce record for his first wife.
Oh.
Which may lead to the explanation that that's why she didn't put Mr. Cruz's last name on her son's birth certificate. Is there a possibility that Ted Cruz's father was still married at the time to another woman living in the United States when he was in Canada with Ted Cruz's mother?
It says, was the first wife Julia Garza?
I believe that's her name, yes.
Okay, because the records that we're seeing on this story is Julia Garza filed for the application for marriage record on 11/15/1996.
Really?
That's interesting, yeah. And then Rafael Cruz filed for divorce to divorce his first wife in 1996, and Rafael and Julia were married 37 years.
Then how was he married to Elizabeth Darragh at the time of Ted Cruz's birth? You know, little Felito, as he was known in Canada.
Little Felito?
Little Felito. That was his nickname, I guess, among the oil workers and the neighborhood people up there. They were a bit of an oddity in Calgary, these Cubans.
Yeah, I would imagine so, up in Cuba. But he was working in the oil industry at the time, because he got a degree in engineering from the University of Texas.
Well, the interesting thing is when he went to Canada, when he fled to Canada post-assassination of Jack Kennedy, he went to work for a company named Digitech, which was developing computer algorithms for geology to find oil deposits. Very soon after that, he branched out on his own, where he became a very successful mathematician and geologist at collecting information. And his wife, Elizabeth Darragh, whatever she was at the time, was actually a computer program that designed the computer algorithms that took his geological data and processed it to find likely sand tar deposits. Ted Cruz's dad was at the forefront of developing fracking.
Hmm. Well, now I'm going to go on to some of the statements here, which backs up what you're saying. And she says that Eleanor Wilson and Rafael Cruz moved to Canada and Alberta, Canada, and live on Riverdale Avenue and so on. It says that was 1967. 1968, Rafael Cruz becomes a Canadian citizen. In a stated NPR interview, he becomes a Canadian citizen and lived in Canada for 8 years. And from there, we're going to pick up the story. But she says that there's no record of marriage between Eleanor and Rafael Cruz. So what does that make Ted Cruz? Stay with us. More to come on this story from Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we only have a couple minutes left in this hour, and we're going to hold Red with us over to the next hour, the third hour we're going to go on this. So you don't want to miss this. But let's get quickly to the paternity question. Apparently, Rafael and Eleanor were not married at the time when Ted was born.
That is the million-dollar question. Is Ted Cruz illegitimate?
And it doesn't indicate that Rafael really divorced his original wife. Is that correct?
That's what all implications seem to be. We need to do a little bit more research to pin that down definitely, but that is the indication.
Wow. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, visit our website at agenda21radio.com, and you'll get all the details and everything. And the ShastaLantern.net, Red Smith's writing articles for this is going to be posted up there. We'll also post them on Agenda 21 Radio. Feel free to email me. I know I'm going to get a lot of emails, Paul at agenda21radio.com. Now, this is going to be broadcast over Red State Talk Radio in the Eastern Time Zone, 9 to noon today. And you can listen to the Encore channel on Red State Talk Radio and pick this up for another 3 hours after that. And you'll also be able to hear it on some of the national feeds that we have here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's a very compelling story. It's actually, I guess you would say, the bombshell. The bombshell of all bombshells. And by the way, if you're a Kennedy conspiracy theorist and you've got your tinfoil hat on, I think after this last hour, we've connected some dots for you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.